Boy, I was hoping that was going somewhere with that piano. That was depressing just listening to that. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel covering the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins get TKO'd. Omar, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
You know, Omar, I said to you, I said everybody else is dumping us. Are you still coming on to tomorrow? Last thing, yeah. I said to you, man.
I'd never leave you, Joe. I'd never leave you. Listen, I don't understand why people are so surprised about the outcome of that game. You knew the Ravens were a physical team. You knew they were ultra-aggressive. And they were everything that you thought they were. And, yes, you started out pretty well, 10-point lead. But you saw what happened in – they weren't going away. They weren't going to cower away and clam up. They were going to keep throwing punches, and that's what they did. Unfortunately, the Dolphins never had a counter in the second half of the game.
Wow, we got so many different places to go. Let me just go right tackle Dallas Thomas. What do you do?
I don't think he was ever really going to be a good right tackle, and we talked about this before. There's just 5 to 7 snaps per game where he just completely whiffs on his man. He's okay in run blocking, but pass blocking, he just has some brain fart moments. And I've never understood why they never opened it up, why they never made it a competition, why they never rotated players just like they do Darren College and Shelly Smith now. Dallas Thomas hasn't shown that he deserves to be the clear-cut starting right tackle. In fact, he's a better guard than he is a tackle. You could have and you should have benched him. You should have put in Jason Fox. I never understood why Billy Turner is never active. Billy Turner hasn't been active for a single game. And you know the talent that he has and can bring to the table. You left yourself no options, I was always fearful that there was going to be an instance in a moment like what happened on Sunday, and here it is.
Let me see. Where am I going to go next? Oh, Jared Audrick. Every week, Joe Philbin. I guess that's what everybody thought he was saying. How much you read into that?
Those things happen. You probably know more than me that those things happen. Jared is frustrated. Jared says he's an emotional player, and he is an emotional player. He's a leader. He's an alpha male. The one thing that makes me concerned about that exchange is that I sense there's a difference with a lot of the guys who are going to be free agents and basically feel like they have no future with this team. And those people are
– they want to play.
They want to play. They want to do well. They want to win. They're expressing their frustration. There are a lot of players, and this is before the Ravens lost. There are a lot of players on that team that are frustrated with the way things are going, how things are being handled. It's a very long list and a very long list with a lot of impressive names on it. They're not pleased despite the fact that the Dolphins were having success. And a lot of that stems from the way that they're coaching. Offensively, Ryan Tannehill doesn't have any audibles. There was a third and one run when Lamar Miller has to basically escape for his life to get the
back
the
to the line down. Of scrimmage. Yeah.
Yeah, back to the line of scrimmage. And the Ravens had 9 players in the box. They were 7 yards off Brian Hartline. Ryan Tannehill doesn't even think about it. He was told to hand the ball off. He's going to hand the ball off. That's a dumb play. If Ravens have 9 players, including a safety in the box, and you're handing the ball off to Lamar Miller, yeah, you want to impose your will, but that's just a dumb play. That's 7-on-9. You're not doing anything with that.
Are you telling me he can't audible at all?
Cannot. And they'll tell you that he can, but he cannot.
Well, that's a big problem right there, because a lot of times you get to the line of scrimmage, you're looking going, holy crap, this ain't going to work.
If it's a run call, which that instance it was a run call, he does not have the power, the privilege, the authority to say, hey, this is a dumb call, we're checking out of it.
Yeah.
It's a limitation of the offense and a limitation of the quarterback because
they don't
give him the power because they don't trust him.
Let me ask you about where he is right now and how he's playing and how much of that loss you put on him yesterday.
I don't put that much. I mean, of the list of things that are a problem, he's probably like number 4 or 5. What I find a little bit frustrating is I'm looking at the film now, and a lot of those plays they had – play action plays that were big calls. Two receivers are going out. Everybody's max protected because we're trying to hit it big. And he's not throwing it big. And, in fact, he knew the pressure was coming, and he couldn't do anything about it, which, you know, goes to his pocket presence issue, escapability. And those are just things that – two things that will probably haunt him his entire career and probably will never get any better, pocket presence and his inability to throw a deep ball.
Let me ask you, did you think he could have got rid of the ball? I'm just curious. Should he throw it down the field, stick with it as long as you can, or – are you looking for him just to get rid of the ball when this looks like he's going to get sacked? Better pocket awareness that way.
Both.
Okay.
You and not just if you're gonna. Okay, you don't have the protection, and Ryan even hinted at that last week. He said, you know, a lot of times we call big plays and we don't have the protection to protect it, and that's true. That is 100% the truth. Even when they do max protection. The protection can't hold up. And when you've got so many injuries on your offensive line, those are things that are going to happen. Yes, Dallas Thomas is not a good right tackle, but you can make the best of the situation. And even, in fact, his first play, Deion Sims is in there helping Dallas, and the protection collapses. But there should be plays where you're on the final step of your 3 or 5 step drop, and you just throw a floater out there to a nine, into Mike Wallace running a 9 route.
Yeah.
And there are instances in that game where you see open receivers on the third tier of the pass that are open. It's just not a throw that he's going to throw. And as much as I hate to sit here and criticize him because he's playing well, he's probably playing better than I expected him to play this season. He's got a 92 quarterback rating. You know, he's taking care of the football. His completion percentage is up there. That's not going to get you to the playoffs. It's just not. And we see that because that was a playoff game that you saw on Sunday, and you saw what happened. And you could blame it on the protection all you want, but, you know, I went into that game taking pictures and showing people the Ravens are bringing 8 and 9 man on third downs every single time. You know what they're going to do. They're going to punch you in the mouth and say, beat us. And your quarterback has to throw bold throws and respond to that challenge, and he never did.
No, that's a great point. They did a terrible job against the blitz. Just a terrible job of having somebody ready to go to get rid of the ball for a
exactly.
safe, good throw.
And here's the problem. When you're blitzing 7 and 8, somebody's coming free, and the quarterback knows somebody's coming free, which means somebody has to be hot. Where was the hot?
I don't know. You're talking about Mosley on the outside, and he looked right at him and knew he was coming and looked like I'm dropping 7 yards and I'm going down with a sack, which you just can't do.
He's got to be able to evade the sack, evade the pressure, roll a little bit left or right. And the uncomfortable thing is you saw Flacco do it in this game. And
yeah, but Flacco, God, he got so much. Now, he threw one up when he got blitzed. He threw a bad throw and got picked off, but – the difference in time to throw the football yesterday, Omar.
Yeah. No, that
big
was
difference.
That was the best line that the Dolphins will face all year. No question about it. That O-line is a monster. The Ravens are the way that I would build a team. And unfortunately, when you have a physical team that is never going to cower, never going to back down, full of alpha males, and you put it up against a finesse team, you're probably not going to like the results.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, too, you know, we haven't talked much about the run defense. They've now given up 660 yards the last 3 games. What has happened?
661. You don't short them their 1 yard.
All right. I'm sorry.
And 4 touchdowns in the last 3 games.
What's the biggest problem? What do you see besides I keep hearing missed tackles?
I don't blame it on the missed tackles. I think it's bad run fits. You can clearly see when Jared Odrick gets doubled or Randy Starks gets doubled, the linebackers need to be there to fill the holes, and they're not. And to me, I hate to not put it on the defensive line because last week I said it's squarely on the defensive line. But that was the edge setting. This week it was just the linebacker play wasn't good enough.
And what about Philip Wheeler, speaking of that? What?
You know what? I haven't gotten to the second half of the game. I knew it was going to be a big game for him just because they used fullbacks a lot. You know what? For Philip Wheeler, notice I said for Philip Wheeler, it was not a bad game. He was okay. He doesn't make plays, and that has to have you uncomfortable. But at this point, you don't have any options. McCain is hurt. Jonathan Freeney is hurt. Those are the two guys who play his position.
Yeah.
Deion Jordan, he would be an ideal Sam. They are insistent that he's not a Sam linebacker, that he's a defensive end. When have you ever seen him pressure the quarterback?
Jeez.
We've now seen him for, what, 8 games?
Did he play yesterday?
Yes, he did play yesterday. And he's not good at setting the edge. He's not good at pass rush.
Nope.
He's not good at a lot. He's good on special teams, though.
Yeah.
And you have
that makes you feel good about that third overall pick, special teams. You got me fired up now.
Hey, he's good for he nearly blocks a punt a game now.
I know he almost got another one yesterday. You're right,
and it shows you he's a good athlete and he's a talented player. That I don't even blame on Philip on Deion Jordan. They have him playing the wrong position, and when they admit that to themselves, they will be so much better off.
I'm starting. You know what? I'm drinking your Kool-Aid. You and some other guys have turned me around on that. I hate to second guess coaches.
The quarterback or shed a block.
Never.
I
can't see him get off blocks. Every time he gets blocked, they reach block him and hook him and grab him and hold him, and they run to his side.
He doesn't set an edge. He's not a defensive end.
You've sold me on that one. And I'm not a big guy to second guess coaches who are there every day and see guys. But if any of those guys try to sell me that his future's as a defensive end, I'm going to have to go move it on him. I'm just not buying that one.
He's not better than Terrence today. He's not better than Derek Shelby. He is a linebacker. Play the man as a Sam linebacker. And right now, because we don't know what the Jelani Jenkins foot issue is, if he doesn't play linebacker, you got no linebacker that can cover a tight end, cover Gronkowski. None. Yeah. Not one. So if Jelani Jenkins doesn't play on Sunday, you have absolutely no chance of winning that game unless you move Deion Jordan.
I got a feeling that's a matchup you're going to see, my man. I think you just hit something for this week. They called Deion in today and said, Deion, I know it's your day off, but we want to show you something. You're going to be all over this big guy, so he can't get physical with you.
Whew, and Gronk, I watched that game last night.
Oh, man.
And people have said he's a different Gronk than what you saw in the season opener. And it was true.
Not even close.
The Gronk was on one leg in the season opener, and he still scored a touchdown. This is a monster of a man right now. And you have no chance because if Jelani Jenkins doesn't play, and he's a good tight end coverage guy, if Jelani Jenkins doesn't play, you have no chance of beating. You have no chance of beating the Patriots.
All right, Omar, I got to let you run, man. You and I just sound like gloom and doom. Hold on a second. It's raining in here. There's lightning and thunder, man. It's just been that kind of day.
When you play a playoff game and you get embarrassed and just absolutely TKO'd, this is how you should feel. Because you thought you were something that you weren't. You thought you were ready to go with a contender, go a couple rounds with a contender, and they put you on the mat 3 times.
They passed out reality pills yesterday for sure, my man. Thank you, Omar. Thanks for coming on.
All right, Joe.
Omar Kelly joining us from the Sun Sentinel.